Western Australia is moving toward a cleaner future with new plans to achieve net zero emissions by 2030, 2 decades ahead of the federal 2050 target. Elizabeth Neal reports.
Western Australia is making big plans toward a more sustainable future, with the opposition unveiling a new energy policy in the lead-up to the state election next month. Announced this week by Liberal leader Zach Kirkup, the plan targets the growing issue of climate change and works towards the goal of achieving 100% renewable energy by the year 2030, 2 decades ahead of the federal target for the same issue. Mr. Kirkup declared his political promise in a press conference, outlining the benefits for Western Australians as well as the state itself.
The Liberals' new energy jobs plan will help create tens of thousands of jobs right here in WA. We will bring back manufacturing and help create a renewable energy future not only for our state but for the rest of the country.
The plan itself revolves around the promise of a more sustainable future, including creating approximately 10,000 jobs. Under the opposition's promise, Western Australia will phase out all government-owned coal-fired power stations within the next 5 years, have a state government that operates with net zero emissions by the year 2030, as well as the operation of an energy-clean public transport system by the same deadline. According to Climate Council Senior Researcher for Climate Solutions, Tim Baxter, this new energy policy is a great step forward for the future of Western Australia.
Western Australia has traditionally been a little bit towards the back of the pack when it comes to acting on climate change, and this plan from the Western Australian Liberals is certainly ahead of the pack in terms of the states and territories of Australia. All states and territories in Australia are rolling out plans to reach net zero emissions, and the fastest way to get there is going electric and going renewable. The big question now is who'll get there first.
Mr. Baxter says historically, Western Australia has always been behind the rest of the country in terms of the climate crisis. However, with this new proposed policy, the state has potential to make great changes in a short amount of time.
Western Australia has amazing opportunities, partly because it's so mineral rich and has a proud history of working in the mineral sector. Under the plans to move away from fossil fuel production, a lot of those rare earth minerals and even some that are relatively common become quite necessary because, you know, you've got to have something to put into your batteries to make your electric vehicles. This process gives Western Australia a really big opportunity that is quite apart from fossil fuels and is possibly, well, I would say, bigger than.
The promise of the government operating with net zero emissions by 2030 is also an ambitious goal, as it will place Western Australia 2 decades ahead of the federal government's target to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050.
So net zero emissions means a balance between the sources of greenhouse gas emissions and the sinks, the things that draw emissions out of the atmosphere. The importance of net zero emissions is that climate change doesn't stop getting worse until we hit that point.
According to research fellow of Bankwest Curtin Economics Centre, Dr. Sylvia Salazar, the biggest contributor to Western Australia's greenhouse gas emissions is the state's mining industry.
So Western Australia is mainly a mining state. So even though the trends in greenhouse gas emissions have declined overall in Australia, this is not the case in WA. So in WA, even in the last 5 years, the greenhouse gas emissions have increased by 12%. And this is mostly due to an increase in the mining greenhouse gas emissions.
This issue has been outlined in the opposition's proposed policy. However, the closing down of coal mines in Western Australia strictly applies to government-owned companies. She also says the mining industry contributes to almost half of all greenhouse gas emissions in the state.
Mining contributes to 40% of WA greenhouse gas emissions. Of that 40%, 90% of the mining emissions come from coal mining and oil and gas extraction only, so not all mining is equal to that.
With such high emissions, Dr. Salazar says the opposition's election promise is an ambitious one.
That was research fellow of Bankwest Curtin Economics Centre, Dr. Sylvia Salazar, ending the report for The Wire's Elizabeth Neal.